living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
So do you do a whole body detox at times, maybe a colon detox, kidney detox, probably the most common type of detoxification regimen, I think, that most people go through is a liver detox. Do you do that? Do you go through a daily detox, occasional detox? It's confusing. And right there, even just in my introduction, I just talked about, four different types. I want to try to simplify all this a little bit, and I want to refocus our attention to probably the most important type of detoxification, and that's liver. You have an internal detox system. It's called your liver, and the liver is amazing. Things that come into your gut, into your bloodstream, through your lungs, everything eventually gets to the liver. The liver has to check it out. And the liver has an important job of detoxifying things that could harm us. Now, okay, just look at the world we live in today, right? I mean, you've heard me talk about these stats before. The EPA allows, 70, 80,000 industrial chemicals, right? Most of them haven't even been tested for safety, right? 1,000 chemicals coursing through your body at any given time. I mean, you know, air fresheners, carpet. I mean, we've talked about all this. And again, in and of itself, it's not that all those things are bad. I mean, you have this awesome ability to get rid of those things. The problem is we live in an environment where we're just overwhelming the liver. So a liver detox is probably not a bad thing to do. You know, at least once in a while, right? You'll get a bigger bang out of your buck with your supplements, your diet, your exercise program. If your liver is healthier, you will get better results from everything else you're trying to do. Let's see here. The actual definition of detoxification is the metabolic process of removing unwanted lipid-soluble compounds from the body. And we're just going to help the liver to do that. Most toxins that you come into contact with, whether through the air, water, food, whatever, are fat-based, lipid-soluble. In many cases, they even look like estrogens. We call them xenoestrogens. Plastics, for instance. Xenoestrogens. These unwanted compounds can be foreign, like environmental toxins, or they can actually be inside you, just normal. Excess hormone production. For instance, just the normal metabolic process releases stuff you don't need. Detoxification reactions occur throughout the body, but the liver is, you know, where it all happens. The liver is your going green inside organ. The liver is the new green. The liver color, if you ever see it in an autopsy or if you've taken anatomy, it's brown. Most people have cooked with liver, right? I used to have to eat liver and onions when I was growing up. Oh, God. That was gross. But anyways, it's brown. So maybe is brown the new green? All right. So the liver goes through three different phases of detox. Phase one, basically, is just getting the toxins to the liver. And these toxins undergo at first a reaction that makes them less toxic. That's the first phase. The second phase is the liver will add things to these less toxic toxins now. And so that way they're more water soluble, so you can actually pee them out. And then phase three is just getting out of the liver, back into the blood, through the kidneys, and then out your body through your urine. That pretty much sums up the three phases that the liver goes through. So once again, phase one, you get it in and you make it less toxic. Phase two, you add something to it that makes it more water soluble so it can travel in the blood. And then phase three is it goes out in your urine. So what we want to do then is we want to focus on helping each one of those phases in liver detoxification. I actually believe too, if you do a liver detox on occasion, and there's even some mild daily things you can do, but if you do a quarterly liver detox or something like that, I think it lessens the need to do other detoxifications because it's really all centered around the liver. So phase one, what can we do? So again, phase one is about getting the toxins into the liver and then making those toxins less toxic, less damaging. B vitamins are so critical to phase one liver detoxification reactions. As a matter of fact, just about every single enzyme in this phase one liver detox process requires some form of a B vitamin. B1 is required by some, B5, which is pantothenic acid, is required by some, niacin is required by others, which is B3, B6, the pyridoxamines, those are also required. So it's just best to, and this is something you can on a daily basis, right? So hopefully all my listeners already take a multivitamin where you're getting a nice complete B, right? But what you might want to do maybe for a month, every 3 or 4 months, is take a B complex, you know, a high dose B complex, like a B100 or B150. Really load up on the B vitamins for 2, 3, 4 weeks every once in a while to really kick in phase one detoxification reactions in the liver. By the way, any antioxidant also helps here too. Any antioxidants from deep, dark-colored fruits and vegetables. So how about a B150? You're going to do that for one solid month every quarter, and you're going to really increase for that month your dietary intake of deep, dark-colored fruits and vegetables. The darker, the better. Milk thistle is also really good here. Milk thistle is an herb, and you can take that every day, actually. And milk thistle helps to support all three phases, to be honest with you, but it's really about this phase one. What milk thistle does is it supports the liver cell as it tries to make these toxins less toxic, which is phase one. I mean, the toxins can damage the liver cells, too. And studies show that even in like an alcoholic toxicity and different types of, you know, you can take petri dishes of liver cells and you can inject them with these liver toxic compounds, you know, that you would just normally kill you, right? And you add milk thistle to it, those liver cells survive it. So B vitamins, antioxidants, and milk thistle. That's phase one support. Phase two now. Now, what's phase two? Phase two is once that fatty toxin is less toxic, now you have to do something to it that makes it more water soluble so that it can travel in the blood and eventually get out of the urine. I mean, that's what you want to do. So we have to go from a fat soluble compound to a more water soluble compound. Glutathione is an antioxidant, very important to phase two liver detox. N-acetylcysteine, another important compound to phase two. Anything that donates methyl groups, like methylsulfonylmethane, MSM, is really important here. Quercetin, a whole class of compound called still beans. Matter of fact, resveratrol is a still bean. Resveratrol, taro still bean, fisetin. Those are probably the three best still beans you can take. One more time, that's resveratrol, taro still bean, and fisetin. Those three fall under the class of still beans, very important to phase two. And then milk thistle also as well here. And then phase three, we got to get all that gunk out. So it's less toxic. It's more water soluble. Now we got to get it out of the liver and eventually down into the urine, right? But we just got to get it out of the liver first. You know what's really good for this? Artichoke extract. Artichoke extract decongests the liver and allows it now to move these more water soluble, less toxic toxins out into the bloodstream. You could eat artichokes. I don't think it's going to be enough. I think it needs to be an artichoke extract. So support detoxification in the liver with all those nutrients in those three phases. That is a very good thing to do. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well. Ooh, 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 ooh.